Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Mike Hawk. Join me every Thursday at 1 p.m. exclusively on the Odyssey app as we go live with Odyssey. Join in on the action as we cover interesting facts, top 10 lists, and some fun new games. Follow the Men's Room page on the Odyssey app and join in all the fun Thursday afternoons at 1.
99.9 KISW. We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast into the weekend with a shot of the day. That is Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
And today we celebrate Palm Sunday on a Bad Choice Friday with the Divinals.
Western Grip.
The Vinyls and I Touch Myself, taking on Cyndi Lauper.
Bibbidi bop.
You'll understand. Here's how you vote on a Bad Choice Friday. Just follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Get to voting. Will it be the Divinals or Cyndi Lauper coming up on a Bad Choice Friday? On our question, there is a trend on TikTok where people are sharing their hypothetical final meals. It seems like most do not want home-cooked stuff. One person said, and keep in mind it's TikTok, so, you know, more of the younger generation, but still. One person said, Diet Coke, chicken pad thai, saltines, and chocolate chip cookie dough.
Saltines?
Saltines. Another said sushi, garden salsa sun chips, and a blue raspberry lemonade from Sonic. These are people's last meals.
Okay. All right.
That cherry limeade from Sonic is pretty damn good.
I've heard they do great on the drinks.
Yeah.
I've never been to a Sonic.
Another was a Chick-fil-A, a chicken nugget order, an Arnold Palmer iced tea and lemonade, Caesar salad with chicken, pretzels, and nerd candies.
Nerd candies, yes. Uh-huh.
Others included stuff like a Starbucks latte, Olive Garden 5 cheese ziti, Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Wow.
Outback's Bloomin' Onion, an old-fashioned cocktail, a cinnamon raisin bagel, which are surprisingly good. I rarely get them, but would you just tell, they can't have schmear on them.
Right, no,
it's basically
no.
It's butter or nothing, but man, those are fantastic.
I still put a little cream cheese on there.
Dude. Yeah, just plain cream cheese, sure.
Taco Bell's chicken quesadilla and a plain McDonald's smushed cheeseburger. Not exactly sure what a smushed cheeseburger is. And for what it's worth, some people are not amused by this trend and argue that it's tone deaf to the evils of capital punishment. So, of course, everybody's going to go like, this is a terrible idea to come up with a question like this.
Oh, shut up.
Our question, if the best meal you ever ate was your last, what are you eating? 206-803-ROCK.
And people have been talking about what would you get for your last meal as long as
from
I can
the beginning.
Okay. I used to always just say crabs and shrimp.
Okay, how about this? You don't know that you're going to be executed. It turns out to be the last meal you're going to eat. Jesus God, does that make you feel better? You ate your favorite meal, then you're hit by the proverbial bus. There we go. Hello, Cheyenne. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So, I think my last meal would have to be steak Oscar from probably either Ruth Chris or Del Fresco, but I think if I'd have to choose, I'd go Del Fresco's.
Oscar is the crab topping, correct?
Sometimes it's got lobster in it, but it's also like a hollandaise kind of sauce.
Yep.
How many ounces is this steak that you're getting?
I'd probably go maybe a 12 or so.
All right.
Okay, that's about right.
Because there's
right.
like, there's Diane, there's Oscar, there's...
What's on a Diane?
That's what I'm saying. There's all these different types of steaks, and that's why I asked if that's the one with a crab, because I cannot remember.
It is. The steak, Oscar, steak, I know it's a crab.
Right, it could be crab or lobster.
Okay. So steak Diane.
Do you have a preference over the steak or lobster? Or, I'm sorry, the crab or lobster?
Crab every time.
Yeah, I would go with the crab, too.
Hold on.
And also it has to do with the vegetables, right? Because I think, doesn't Steak Oscar have, like, asparagus?
Yeah, so one of them does.
But if you get Steak asparagus. David, I think it's spinach.
Right. There's like 10 of those.
Yeah, right, and it's one simple tweak that changes the name.
All right, so what does Diane mean for steak? Steak cooked Diane style is hit by a car. I'm kidding. Sautéed, thinly sliced or pounded filet mignon in butter, then flambéed, and basted in a rich cognac sauce.
Ooh. All right.
Ooh. What was the other one you said? David? Oscar?
Steak, so I think Steak David is just like Steak Oscar, but instead of asparagus, it has spinach on it.
Steak David. Let's see what we got here. Steak David. Steak
sometimes we'll go for a little crusted blue cheese on top of that.
Yeah, if you can pull that off, I'm down with that. So according to Steak David... Says our filet mignon grill topped with Dungeness crab meat, house-made hollandaise.
So no asparagus.
That's basically like an Oscar, right?
Yeah, that's except what I'm saying. Hollandaise. I think it just has a difference. It's just asparagus or spinach.
But what would a steak Ted have? I order steak Ted. I'm going to be surprised. What have you put on the steak?
Wow.
Steak Ted, right?
That's tough. Because, I mean, Oscar's so good with the hollandaise.
Because Miles is automatically. Steak Miles, like, basically, that's a steak with a side of chicken wings, bro. I mean, that's.
Well. I do like grilled onions and mushrooms. I don't get those as much, but that used to be my standard order to get that on top of the steak.
All right.
But I haven't done that in a while.
That is
and
tough.
It's weird because I say I don't like mushrooms, but I'll eat steaks that have a nice porcini rub.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
He's only fancy when he eats mushrooms.
If the best meal you ever ate was your last, what are you eating? 206-803-RUN.
That is the honest to God truth, though. If I eat mushrooms in a meal, it's fancy.
But that's fair. Because typically when you get fancy mushrooms, they have done something really cool to them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like cooked them down in some kind of sauce.
I check a Marcellus fire unless it kills me.
I think Steak Ted would still have hollandaise sauce.
All right.
And crab meat. But the steak would be encrusted in Old Bay.
Ooh. Ooh okay. Oh, all right. Yeah. The Steak Ted. I'm down with that.
That
I'm getting
sounds
the Steak
really
Ted.
Good.
Oh, Mike doesn't like steaks.
Mine just has A1 on it.
Not Heinz 57.
The steak Mike.
Right. You ever tried Heinz 57?
I've not tried Heinz 57. I'm sure I'd like it though. I love A1 sauce.
Both are unique. Both are great. They're just different flavors, but there's nothing wrong with
Heinz
57.
Mike's just got like a chuck steak for stew that he's grilled with some A1
salt on there.
Look, man, sometimes you need that stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
I bought
a couple
steaks from Trader Joe's. Definitely could have used some HP sauce.
Again, growing up with my mother, like, get way more sauce.
I've asked for steak sauce in one steakhouse.
All right.
In Chicago. It was just so bland. It was like, did you guys even put salt and pepper on it?
Oh, really? Just straight grilled meat.
Yeah, so I was like, all right.
That's unusual for Chicago, because that's known as a steak capital.
It is. You know, I picked the oldest steakhouse I could find to go to.
All right.
I think, what's the term? Resting on their laurels?
Mm-hmm.
I think that might be happening there a little bit.
All right. Okay.
If the best meal you ever ate was your last, what are you eating? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Dion. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, amigas.
Hola.
Happy Friday.
Positive Friday.
Appreciate that.
All right, man. I love you guys, man. You're really cool.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that.
All right, I'm going to make a long story short, okay, because I know you guys press for time and everything. I was born in a neighboring state that starts with an M next to Idaho, okay?
Okay.
Way to make it short.
About 3 years... Dad got out of NOM, and all his folks were from Texas, so we went to Texas. Now, before you judge me, his mom, my grandmother, I'd come home for lunch at my job, and she put up some of the baddest-ass Mexican food, you know?
Okay.
And I'm talking enchiladas, tacos, everything. I mean the way it should be done. And down in Texas... there's a town between Houston and Corpus Christi, starts with a V. That's all I'll, but you got to go down there if you really want the authentic.
Dion, I
got to
ask you a question. Geographically, when you're mentioning places, do you only mention the first letter and then it's a fill-in-the-blank guessing game for everyone else that you're talking to?
Is it okay if I say the city?
Yeah.
Like you could say Montana.
Brownsville.
I said it started with a V.
Okay, man.
The
Blair? Yeah, man, I got you. I can dig it. Victoria.
Okay.
All right. At a crossroads.
Okay.
But anyway, a lot of those restaurants down there are based on the Yucatan Peninsula style of cooking in Mexico. And that would be what I would want with it. Everything, man, done the right way.
What's the difference between like the Yucatan style versus say Central Mexico?
Plantains.
Maybe, yeah.
Rice.
I would think it's probably the seasoning and maybe the type of cooking, the type and style of their cooking, I would guess.
All right, that makes sense.
There's also a ton of Italians who migrated there many, many years ago. So
what, Italy? Mexico?
So, yeah. So when I was in Holbox, which is the very north part of the peninsula, in that little island, everyone on that island spoke Spanish and Italian.
Okay.
So
they're not that far apart, but sure.
No, it was insane. The Italian restaurants there, it was more predominantly Italian than anything else.
That's so weird to me. I mean, I've been to Mexico a bunch. I've just never seen like the Italian influence.
But more on a Sicilian style of cooking, more on a Mediterranean style of cooking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So more southern Italy than northern Italy.
But that makes sense in that part of Mexico. It makes much more sense.
Right, exactly. And all the Italian explorers is like, hey, we're going to go here. We're going to stay here.
It's beautiful. We got the ocean.
Moving to, so they all went down there. If the best meal you ever ate was your last meal, what are you eating? 206-803-ROCK.
I like, though, that you went to an Italian restaurant while in Mexico. Mexican restaurant in Italy. I don't think I saw one, to be honest with you.
I mean, the food is spectacular.
I can believe that. Hello, Michael. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hola!
Have you guys ever heard of a Kentucky hot brown?
Yeah.
Not as food. Yes. What is a Kentucky hot brown?
Well, Kentucky hot brown is Prohibition era comfort food out of the Brown Hotel in Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay.
When the speakeasies would let out, all the drunks who only had restaurants and hotels to go to. It's an open-faced turkey sandwich, thick-cut bread, thick-cut turkey, thick bacon, and a pecorino romano cheese sauce with tomatoes on top.
You know what, dude? That actually sounds spectacular.
Was that more of a drunk food?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Okay, all right. Like, kind of like a garbage plate in Rochester.
Yeah, it definitely sticks to the side of your stomach, but my wife makes it for me every year for my birthday. It's fantastic.
Is that the one time a year you get it?
Yeah, unfortunately, the cheese sauce takes a lot to make, and it can cost a little bit at the grocery store.
Yeah, that's fair.
Honestly,
that's fair.
I only know what a hot brown is because of the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's always like somebody, like they feature it. You either got to get one the night before or whatever. But it's a massive deal.
So, Michael, when is your birthday?
June 28th.
Oh, so you're about 3 months away.
Yeah, that's right.
Mouth is already watering. Mm-hmm. I can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
That's something to look forward to, though, man. That does sound good.
It is weird, too, with home cooking. As I'm talking about all this stuff my mom can make. When she comes to visit, the first thing I have her do is make chicken salad.
Really?
Yeah.
Right, the thing you wanted to do.
Nothing wrong with that. I love chicken salad.
Now, this is from a guy who says, or a woman, I don't know, I was a professional chef for 6 years. Professional chef for 6 years. However, the final meal they would eat, hamburger gravy over rice. And they say it's just ground burger with cream of mushroom soup.
Yeah.
Takes me back. So you cooked that is what your last meal.
What's the Hawaiian breakfast food?
Moco Loco.
Moco Loco.
Is
that similar?
What is that? What is Moco Loco?
It's a hamburger patty.
It's basically, a hamburger patty, and it's got a sauce on it. It's Moco Loco sauce that I don't know. I have no idea what it is. It's a type of gravy, but it goes over a bed of rice, and it is awesome.
How would you describe the taste of the sauce / gravy?
Like gravy.
So it just tastes like standard.
Right, it's like a brown gravy.
Okay, all right.
It's fantastic.
I think they have it at the place with the Karate Kid restaurant.
He does have it there. God, what's the name of it? Jesus.
It's up. That's not Roosevelt. It's up maybe 5th.
It's on 5th and 85th. It's next to
that tavern.
Jesus.
Where the bar is. I just know it's right next door to the bar.
I went in there,
the same building.
I went in there to grab food in February. And it took a minute to get it, but it was so good. I think it has got a burger, too, man, but it was really, really good. So that's the Moco Loco. All right. That's the fried egg. You know what? That looks
brown,
good, man.
Brown gravy over rice.
Dude, it's awesome.
What is the name of that damn place?
It's a Hawaiian restaurant.
I know.
I just can't remember.
I live up the street. I've been there.
Aloha's. I don't know.
Now, damn it. I cannot remember the name of this place. It's driving me crazy. But
it's called Hallie's.
Yeah, but they do have Mocha Loco on the menu. I didn't know what it was, so I didn't order it.
I went to a Hawaiian place that was pretty good called Maano, which I think just means hungry.
Mm-hmm. Perfect name.
Nice. Yeah.
It sounds fancy when you say it in a different language.
Look at this place in the Yucatan Peninsula. It's called Castra Nostra. It's got lobster with spaghetti on top. Open-faced lobster. This place is freaking for cannolis. They got all the...
I love a good cannoli.
They got all the crap.
And Thurl, you're correct. When you say something that's like a different... Right? Like the other day, I bought pork rinds.
Mm-hmm.
But I was talking to my buddy... So then I was like, oh, sorry, my throat's dry. I've been eating these chicharrones.
Right.
And he's like, don't say it like that.
But it does sound my aunt.
It sounds better.
Yeah. Go to Mexico with my aunt, and she always loved the limonado. I love the limonado. I'm like, that's lemonade.
Yeah.
And it kind of ruined it for her. I'm like, well, what did it taste like? She's like, well, it tastes like lemonade. We're in Mexico, so it's limonado. It's not exciting, man, but it kind of ruined it. And like, have my new torta. You're like, ooh. It's like, bro, it's a sandwich.
Right.
Yeah.
But right, if you say it in a foreign language, sounds awesome.
Sounds a lot better.
Yeah, really. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Just right there, like, do you want to try one of these pork rinds? Huh? Would you like to try one of these chicharrones?
And you know what? I've ordered chicharrones when I was in Mexico. Not quite. It just says, like, the best I can make out of them. Like, well, it's a pig product. I'm thinking, like, bacon or sausage. I'm like, they're goddamn pork rinds.
Well, what were you talking about? The pork rinds from the Pretzel Cup? Did you try them?
Yeah. That's why I said the chicharrones.
Is it the same seasoning?
Correct.
All right, that's probably pretty good.
You want an extra side of mayonnaise? It'll cost you 50 cents. Extra side is aioli. That's too much.
Aioli. Oh, we charge you more.
Good call, Mike.
Thank you, listeners. Kona Kitchen. That's the name of the Hawaiian place. Jesus, it's driving me crazy.
If the best meal you ever had was your last meal, what are you eating? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Drew. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
By the way, real quick, somebody says Moco means booger in Spanish.
All right.
Booger. No wonder it's so salty.
The crazy booger. That's the sandwich I want.
Moco McFarlane.
Wow, that sounds delicious. Salty,
yes, it
I'm
does.
Sure.
So what's your final meal, man?
Back to Cyndi Lauper real quick. This is prison affiliated. I used to walk into the shower singing that song. When I think about you, I touch myself. And that would just light up the room, man.
Yeah, I bet it did.
Anyway, back to the food. Conch stuffed dolphin fish and conch ceviche on your way to Key West in a little muddy motel or motel looking place. It was the best I've ever had. On our way back.
Do they pound the living hell out of that thing like a razor clam? Is it flat and breaded?
With a conch? I've had fried conch. I did not enjoy conch, man. I wanted to. It's just not. It's just a seafood that's not for me. But you said they stuff what dolphin fish. What is a dolphin fish?
That's what. I don't know. They baked it.
Really? So it was baked dolphin fish. And you said they stuffed it with conch.
That's the game fish that's blue, yellow, all those different colors.
Yep. And then the ceviche, phenomenal. And we went down to the point and came back, and he took us to Little Haiti, again, just in the middle of nowhere, Miami, and had another terrific meal. Haitian meals there. I mean, that was my...
What would be Haitian food?
It's Caribbean mixed with French influence.
Okay. All right, that makes sense.
Incredible. But yeah, anyway, I got to go Con Air to get there to have my last meal.
Right. There's also a nice little place in Isla Mirada that has the best chicken wings I've ever had in my life.
Really?
Oh, yeah, halfway in between. It's just this little hut on the side of the road. It's on the beach, and you go, and they got, like, chicken wings, fish sandwiches, French fries, and beer.
It's a great part of the country to eat. You just don't want to be there. But the food is great.
Man.
Yeah.
I don't mind the Keys.
Really?
It's lawless. It's almost like you just stepped into another world.
Yeah, basically.
It's kind of like it's like where the pirates live in the United States. I can't really describe it. You know? It's like a hiding spot for just derelicts.
But everybody likes it. My uncle is not a derelict. Me and my cousin were convinced him and my aunt weren't going to like it. And they were like, we love Key West.
Really?
Like,
pretty sure you can walk around with a beer in your hand.
Do whatever you want.
You really can. I mean, that you could smoke weed on the street 25 years ago down there. Nobody cared.
I smoked a joint with a midget there.
Hey, living the dream, brother.
If the best meal you ever ate was your last meal, what are you eating? 206-803-ROCK.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, the exciting return of Ted versus the FCC right after emails on our question, if the best meal that you ever ate was your last, what are you eating? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Devin. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
So I weaseled my way into a meal that was supposed to be my parents, the new fiance, and my sister. I was like, guys, you got to take me. I'm hungry. And my parents brought me. And it was to the Prime in the basement of the Bellagio.
You said the Bellagio, so I'm assuming it was expensive.
Yeah, it was really expensive. We had, this was back before they had like the A5 Wagyu stuff. This was 30 years ago. And I had a Kobe American beef tomahawk steak. It was 42 ounces.
Did you eat the whole thing?
No, it was carved table side and it was served to all of us. They actually had to order another steak for me because that was supposed to be for four people, which is what was on the reservation. But I fifth wheel that ride and it was amazing. They had so many different sides. The asparagus looked like baby arms. They were huge. I've never seen anything like it. There were mashed potatoes five different ways. It was mashed au gratin, boiled in like a truffle butter. I guess that's poached. It was the craziest thing I've ever had. I could never afford it. I asked my sister how much it cost, and she said, never ask unless you're willing to pay. And so I sat back in my seat and
said nothing. I'm pretty sure the Prime also is one of those steakhouses that's got like 10 locations.
Right.
So there's a few of those out there where you might not, we've heard of the Mortons, you've heard of the Ruth Chris, you've heard of all of those, but there's Shula's, there's Prime, there's two or three others that are kind of
Capital Grill.
Capital Grill's another one. Yeah, there's a number. You can never go wrong in any of those places.
Correct.
You said that this was 30 years ago.
Yeah, I was around 13.
And you still, like to this day, you're like, that is the best meal I've had.
Yes, I can, because everything I tried, I was like, oh my God. And I was supposed to sit there and be quiet. I wasn't allowed to respond in the way that I would normally respond. I'm normally pretty chatty. But I had to sit there and let them meet each other and you know, have my parents grill the new guy. My sister is like a public speaker, and so she always dates these very professional, they're either in politics or they own companies. And I was like, no, man, I am going. I want dinner. I am not going to have McDonald's. And I guess I was a large enough brat to win myself a spot at the table.
Not exactly sure what the deal. I have had so many good meals in Vegas.
For sure, man.
They have such good food down there. And I'm not, in some days, it just depends on, who you're there with and what's going on.
As far as what you're going to eat.
As far as what you're doing. I mean, and I wonder, is this one of the best meals I've ever had in my life because I didn't eat all day yesterday?
Correct.
But I have been in there where it wasn't that.
If you're there with the wife and I'm enjoying the meal, I know I'm eating a good meal. If we have gone down, it's like, well, we haven't eaten in 2 days.
We got to grab a hamburger.
So, yeah, I'm eating because I have to.
Yeah.
So I think this is really good. It might not be.
Good sushi. I've been to Vegas for bachelor parties. You just eat whatever.
Right.
But me and my buddy, I just went with one buddy for a UFC fight, and we ate at very good restaurants, had some awesome meals.
Yeah, they got a Shula's down there. I ate one of those. If the best meal you ever ate was your last meal, what are you eating? 206-803-ROCK.
I mean, it's super expensive, but Bouchon. And the top of
I know Venetian. The name. So top of the Venetian.
Yeah.
How pricey are we talking? Two of us go, get a couple drinks. We're not going crazy. What do you think we're dropping there?
Ah, man. I don't know if I want to say. I mean, it's that expensive.
$500,000.
Well, it's Thomas Keller. He's like one of like super famous. Right. And he's got three of these restaurants. One in France, one somewhere in fancy in California, and one in Vegas.
That says it all. I will say, as far as expensive dinners go, place Nobu, someone hit us up on the text saying, the Nobu in Vegas, that'd be one of their last meals to get sushi.
There's a number of those, right?
Like
three or four locations?
Maybe.
Is there 10? Yeah, I didn't know there was that many.
The first time, I didn't know anything about it. My wife was going on about it. We were in South Beach in Florida. We went down there with another couple. Let's just go here and try it. I'm like, fine. Because I rarely get excited to try some new fancy restaurant. Oh, my God. I mean, like, it was an unbelievable meal, but to your point, when they drop the check, I'm like, wow, yeah. Man. So I've been there a total of 4 times. Once in South Beach, they had one in Vegas, went there with the wife, and then Robin and I, when we go to Vegas once a year, we'd make it a point to go there and just order their dumplings. So that's a look. It's expensive. I'm not buying a dinner, right? Understand that. I will pay for the dumplings. I will buy a drink, but that's, so we get 2 orders of dumplings. She would get like a cocktail, I'd get a beer, and you're still walking out of there, you drop like $280.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was like that.
Oh, man. My God.
Because she was looking through the menu one time. She knew we weren't going to order additional food. I said, no, take a look at the menu. But she kept looking at the price. It's like, Jesus Christ. I said, right. That's why we're stopping with the dumplings.
One of the best hamburgers I've ever had, which was just delicious. We were at a Gordon Ramsay spot. And Steve, you were either not hungry, not doing very well at the time.
Both of those things. I was smashed. Didn't I order lamb or something?
You did, but the problem was you didn't want to eat it all.
No, that is correct.
So all of us just ate your hamburger. And it was so good. If the best meal you ever ate was your last, what are you eating? 206-803-ROCK.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Hello, Eric. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bejewels.
Hola.
So, best meal I ever ate is down on the 101. It was probably about 10 years ago. It's $15 a plate. They had chicken, beef, pork, and the one I got was the Dungeness crab encrusted halibut with a green chili sauce over the top.
Man,
that sounds good.
That sounds real good.
They pan fry it. When you get it, you get a roll, some vegetable on the side, but when you go to cut through it with your fork, it has a crunch to it, right?
Of course. So,
absolutely to die for. It's still there. You can still get it. Places called something like the Riverside Depot. And I had to get the owner drunk on a bottle of wine to get the recipe.
What is it in Washington or is it in Oregon?
It's in Oregon. It's on the 101 in a little town called Florence.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I know Florence.
Mike knows it well.
I do.
Why do you know Florence?
Is that down near Tillamook?
Yeah. No, it's quite a bit south of Tillamook. It's about basically go to Eugene and then head for the coast and you'll hit Florence.
So, Coos
Bay. I almost died. Yeah.
So, Coos Bay.
Yeah. Down there by the Sea Lion Caves and Coos Bay.
Yeah.
Well, I drive
right, you were down there for the four-wheeling in the dunes?
Yeah. What was the name of this place?
It's called the Riverside Depot.
The Riverside Depot, okay.
Another good one, man, if you keep going down into Bandon, in downtown Bandon, there's a place called Tony's Crab Shack. You can't go wrong there either. There's more crab up and down that stretch than there is in the entire city of Seattle. It's very difficult to find you can go and get a whole Dungeness crab. You would just think it would be more prevalent based on the fact that we are here in a seafood town. Salmon, obviously, that's everywhere. But to find a Dungeness crab or a whole Dungeness crab, not the easiest mission to be on, because I've taken that mission on a few times. Ended up on at your spot, the place you recommended to me, up in the ID, where you can do the boils.
Oh, yeah.
That's one thing. But I'm just talking about a whole steam crab on your plate without potatoes, corn, all that crap.
And Dungeons are weird because you can catch them up here. A lot of people do. But I feel like commercial Dungeness crab fishing is done in Oregon.
Yeah, for the most part. Huh. Yep. Yeah. That is a little odd. If the best meal you ever ate was your last, what are you eating? 206-803-ROCK.
What do you call it? Waterfront Depot?
Waterside, Waterfront Depot. I don't remember.
Waterside
Depot. Mm-hmm. I will say this one good thing. If you ever drive down through there and you're in, is it Reedsville? I believe it's called Reedsville. Reedsport. All right. There's a sign you'll see and it says $25 ounces. Pull over. Go in there. I'm not kidding you. They're $25.
How much money do you drop when you go in there?
I don't know.
I'm guessing at least 100.
The whole car stunk.
Yeah.
When I got pulled over, man, my car was reeking of weed. Reeking of weed. It was just like, oh my God. I rolled the windows down. I'm like, oh my God, this is not going
to end. I don't understand how that happens to the packaging.
But weren't you saying this guy's Southern Georgia?
I'll tell you why. Because the way that they do weed in Oregon is much like the way that we used to do medical marijuana in Seattle. So instead of everything being prepackaged, they have huge mason jars full of weed and tongs and scales and everything else. And they basically just put it in a Ziploc bag for you. You can buy prepackaged stuff.
It's like bulk.
It really is. I mean,
how do they not have that like in the bulk section, right? So I open a weed shop.
Do they take tongs and they put it on?
No, I'm saying in my weed shop, I would say, all right, look, man, I got all my prepackaged stuff, but just like people grabbing mixed nuts or something, like if you go in the back, man, it's not my best stuff. Buy in the bulk. You know, put it in a bag, we'll weigh it, and out you go. Oh, my God, are you kidding me? Yeah, like I said, just whatever my worst weed is that I have, they're like, look, it's not the best.
It's like a Winco-style weed, just got big tubs that you just...
Well, I did $25 an ounce, and some kid rolls in with $100, you know what I mean, for the frat party going on tonight. Like, look, you got 4 ounces of weed.
You can only take
you
two.
Got it out of bulk.
Yeah, you can only buy 2 ounces per stop. They will tell you this.
Oh, no, wait. Now, let me ask you this, say per stop. So you buy 2 ounces of weed.
Mm-hmm.
I go to my car, drive around the block. I walk back in.
You don't even need to do that.
Yeah, you just got to physically leave the store and come back in.
Step out that door, let that door close, and walk
right
back in.
It's like the state of Washington. You can only buy an ounce of flour at a time.
But if I just step out and then walk back in.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Like, look, I've done it in Pennsylvania. They have those weird laws with their booze. So, like, me and my brother were at a Penn State game. We're on a beer run. The guy's like, you can't buy two cases. And we're like, he goes, you each buy a 12-pack, sit them outside, walk back in. I'll sell you the other two.
I'll tell you how this goes down. So I buy a couple ounces of weed.
Yeah.
And then I stop and get gas. And, of course, in Oregon, they pump your gas. Yeah. So I roll down my window. The guy comes up the window and goes, $25 ounces?
Really? Oh.
He's like, actually, I bought a $50 one.
Yeah.
I upgraded. If the best meal you ever ate was your last, what are you eating? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Steven. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hola.
Well, I'm a retired Navy chief, and I've traveled all over the world and had wonderful food in Japan, Hawaii, Italy, Germany, even here in the United States. There's a place there on 210 in Maryland that's got a pig out in front of it. That's some of the best barbecue. But a week ago, I went to Vegas to celebrate my grandson's 21st birthday with him, my daughter, and the rest of the family, my wife as well. And we went to a Hell's Kitchen. And that was some of the best food I think I've ever eaten. I would die for that.
What's on the menu?
Like Gordon Ramsay's Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah, what did you order?
Yes. I ordered I love oysters, so I had half a dozen oysters, filet mignon, the vegetables that come with it, and then coconut, what's that? The lobster risotto. And then the dessert with that was a coconut with some melon stuff in it that went over dried ice. It was really cool, the presentation.
Yeah. Have you ever eaten it?
My grandson had steak tartare for his appetizer. The younger one had it. Actually, both of them had it. I can take that back. The younger one didn't like it. And so I started munching on that. And I tell you what, that was some good steak tartare.
I cannot believe how much I like steak tartare. It tells me in a former life I clearly was a predatory animal. Because, man, that raw-ass beef was so good.
You ever eat at Mama's Fish House in Maui?
No, I never made it over to Maui. I was on Kauai and Oahu.
All right. I don't know if it was Hell's Kitchen, right? But Sarah from the morning show just got married. So I was talking to Migs. Yeah. Said, how was Vegas? He said it was awesome. Wedding was a blast, this and that. And before he left, he went to one of Gordon Ramsay's restaurants and got whatever burger that doesn't have meat in it because he doesn't eat meat right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he said it might have been the best burger he's ever had.
For real?
Yeah.
I believe that. That food we had at Gordon Ramsay, I know, because we ate your burger. It was absolutely phenomenal. And, you know,
I had lobster roll. It was good.
Yeah, when you think about Gordon Ramsay, okay, it's Gordon Ramsay.
Right. But obviously the man can cook. It's just not what you think of when you
exactly
think of him.
Exactly. There was nothing in there that wasn't fantastic.
Really?
There was because everybody's trying to bite of everybody's stuff. So there was nothing that wasn't unique and really, really just like, wow, man, he nails this stuff.
Wish I'd have been a little more sober. Oh, well.
If the best meal you ever ate was your last, what are you eating? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So the best meal I ever ate definitely ain't no Gordon Ramsay stuff. It came on a paper plate in Saran Wrap.
Okay. Usually that's a good sign, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Put this way. So back in middle school, I went over to the Big Island to visit my buddy. His mom was over there. Anyway, they picked me up from the airport, and they're like, oh, we're going to get you some food. I'm like, oh, cool, Hawaiian food. No, we got a Taco Bell. So Taco Bell was Taco Bell, but then they were like, if you're still hungry, there's this really good gas station that has Manapuas. And I was like, the heck's a Manapua? They're like, you just got to get it. So it's this steamed rice bun with, like, the red pork in the middle, but, okay, like, super, like, slow cooked. And honestly, it was the most tender, moist meat I have ever had in my entire life.
I'll tell you what, cow-cow on in the ID, same, that pork, that sliced pork they have there, it's juicy, it's amazing. If you can do that right, that stuff is just fantastic.
Oh, it's like crack. It's like you don't, like these things were probably the size of like softballs, and I could have eaten like 10 of them. They were just so addicting. But apparently, they're known as different names around the world. So there's a place in what you want to call it, type place that has them, and they're called humbows.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, I'm familiar with the humbow. All right, that explains it. So do they do anything to the rice?
So the humbow is just like a small version.
Okay, all right. You know what? I'm gonna give that a try then, man.
Humbow's delicious.
I have not. Where did you have a humbow? Or do you even remember?
No, there's. I had a buddy, he doesn't live here anymore, and we used to go for Seahawks games. I can't remember the name of the restaurant, it was in the ID.
Okay.
But we would like pregame there in the bar, and it's, what do you call it when they come around with the carts?
Oh, I don't know.
Right, like they come around, but if you sit in the restaurant, they come around with the cart, you get what you want, and then they keep coming around. But we would just sit in the bar, they poured very strong drinks, and you could just order the food from the bar.
Okay.
So we would get some humbao there.
It sounds good, man.
If the best meal that you ever ate was your last, what are you eating? 206-803-ROCK.
I am absolutely starving. I know.
Hello, Deleuze. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, good afternoon, guys.
Hola.
Hola. So, just to preface this, I'm from, like, the South Pacific part of the world, so we have, like, majority seafood. So, my go-to would be sea turtle stew with, like, just taro. That's a very traditional, basic meal in our island.
And do you have to fly 14 hours to get it?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it's like three legs, so Japan, then, like, Philippines, Guam, and then us. So.
No, easy hop.
So you take another flight from Guam?
Yeah, Guam is, and then that's the only, like, because Guam is a U.S. territory, so they have the international airport that connects to the smaller islands.
Okay. How much of a pain in the ass is it to go through customs every single time you get off a plane?
Oh, man. Every time I land on U.S. soil, I get pulled to the side because my passport is different and they don't really know much about us, so I have to get secondary screening all the time. That's like extra 2 hours of just, you know, security stuff.
What is the name of the place that you're from? What's the name of the island nation?
It's Palau. It's spelled P-A-L-A-U.
You know, I've seen it when you're looking at a map, you kind of see it. But, yeah, to your point, I know nothing about it, man.
That's a pretty exciting flag.
Is it densely populated, sparsely populated?
Our population right now is roughly 18,000.
Okay, so not a lot of people.
Okay, all right, well, you're kind of close to the Philippines, too.
Yeah. Philippines, it's probably like a 3-4 hour flight, maybe.
What do you
do
there?
I got a random question.
Sure.
Are you good at rugby?
No. I'm not good at rugby.
All right, I feel like everywhere in that part of the world plays rugby.
It doesn't mean he doesn't play rugby. He said he's not good at rugby, right?
Yeah, I'm kind of the exception to the rule because I get that assumption every time. Like, oh, you're good at rugby. You can play the ukulele. You can sing. I'm like, no.
I wear lays.
Yeah. Hey, what's the closest? So you said sea turtle soup. As far as taste goes, what's the closest thing you could compare it to? Does it taste like a seafood broth? Does it taste chickeny? What would I be experiencing in my mouth?
Like the consistency would be like a really good a beef like stew.
Okay.
But then like since it's like the sea turtle, you get a little bit of like the ocean taste. And then they eat mostly like seaweeds and coral, so like there's a little sweetness to it. But we cook it in a pot, like over a fire, like for like a day and a half. So it gets really tender. And then it's just basic spices like salt and like lemon. And then sometimes you put coconut milk in it, so it gets really creamy.
Okay.
All right. I see that there's a road that goes all the way basically and loops the island. How long would that take to do that drive?
Like an hour and a half, maybe.
I should say this is not a very big
island.
That's
wild. So what's the size of the island? Like miles wide and miles long?
So land-wise, there's probably 180-ish square miles of like land.
Oh, damn.
But like if you're talking about like territory, like how the ocean, I'm not really sure how the territories and like the lines.
It's a tiny spot. Yeah. Okay.
Does everyone just date the same people?
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, you got it.
It's an hour, dude. There's a waiting period. There's a waiting period. Like, okay, that's cool. Everybody's the coast is clear. Okay, I'll jump in.
Oh, wait. See, eventually they're going to break up, and you're like next man up.
You're on the bench.
Yeah, I mean, unless you're, one of the few guys that gets out of the island, but, your options are limited.
Okay. Hey, man, fair enough.
Yeah.
Wow. That is a tiny, tiny
spot. That's what I was thinking.
Just looking at it on the map.
It looks very cool. I mean, it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful.
Well, sure. South Pacific, man.
I wonder if they have a Wendy's there.
Coming up, the exciting return of Ted versus the FCC. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.